Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I'm pretty sure they have played the XL Center one time or another. Perhaps at that time it was the Civic Center.
Perhaps.
But the question is, as you know, Joe, you've been talking about
it.
We've talked about it forever.
Will the XL Center survive? And Ken Goslin, who covers business expertly for the Hartford Courant, joins us now. Ken, good morning. How are you? Oops, hold on, Ken.
Now we got it.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
We're good, thanks. So now the governor says he's willing to put $60 million into the XL Center. He had been non-committal before about committing money to it. What changed his mind, and where does this money come from?
Well, this, of course, would be bonding money, would be, you know, through the sale of bonds. It would be borrowed money that would be used for the over the next two fiscal years, up to 30 a year. And I think that the governor has all along has been somewhat positive about it, but not non-committal in a way.
Right.
So you have his economic development chief, Mr. Lehman, has been very involved in kind of reviewing this whole thing. And they have this bigger agenda of cities and, you know, strengthening urban cores and all that. And I think this is part of that for the city.
Ken, I just want to jump in for a minute. You know, the fact of the matter is most of the estimates we've heard and the hearings I've watched are saying it should be $200 million, $250 million, something like that. This is like, $40 million, something like that?
Right, exactly. This is much less than the $100 million plan or, as you correctly point out, the $250 million plan. This is really to, you know, get in there and make sure the building keeps running and that you know, because the systems are old there, and we've talked about this before. The AC, the electrical. I mean, you've had times where the lights have gone out during events and part of the concession. So this is really saying, okay, we want to, you know, keep the building running okay. But it's the bigger thing is, this is a sign that the governor does not want this to close. He wants the arena to stay open. Okay, so that's really the bigger sign here. But also, this public money that would be going into it down the road, he would like to see some sort of public-private partnership getting involved. And so you not only, it's not just public money coming in, which there has been opposition against, but maybe some private money as well.
How realistic is that, Ken? Do you know if other arenas do that, like Providence or cities, you know, are similar size?
Yeah, there have been instances of this. It can be very complicated, though. And if you recall, last year there was a bid put out to kind of have a public-private partnership, and there was only one bid that came in.
Right.
But that was a different type of approach. This is really saying, okay, we're going to have public money coming into this at the, you know, even before there's a private partner is sought. So it's kind of like a commitment of public dollars coming in. Hopefully that would be something that might bring an investor in.
So in other words, it's not unlike an analogy would be, you know, you have a house, you want to sell it, so you put on a coat of paint.
Yeah, yes, that would be a good way of describing it. You're, you know, going to have systems that are maybe operating better, that this venue maybe could make money, and that could be attractive to an investor. Now, a private investor maybe wouldn't want to, like, put in new elevators and, you know, some of this other stuff. But things that make money, say concessions and other things, they may be interested in that.
Then there's people like Senator Len Fasano who immediately seem to say, not on my watch. We got to sell the building. It's got to become privately owned. What's the chance that if the governor proposes this, it makes its way through the legislature?
I think because the Democrat majority, I think there is a good chance that it could go through. But you're correct. We're only at the beginning of, okay, the governor is saying, okay, I will support this. And it has to go through the legislature now and has to have all those discussions. So it still has a way to go, but it is a good first
it's going
sign
somewhere.
That something more public money may come in.
But, you know, Ken, the last time we talked, and I believe it was about this very same subject, that, in fact, the question is, now what do you do with it? You get it fixed up, you get somebody in there, but because there's so much competition now for concerts, sporting events, so on and so forth, you got to figure out what you're going to do with this thing.
Right, exactly. And that was what these bigger plans were intended to do. Of course, the $250 million was a huge thing with the second concourse. The $100 million plan, which we've spoken about, kind of scaled that back and just kind of focused on the lower bowl of the arena.
Right.
And that was, you know, they have to acquire the atrium space, you know, which is kind of dead space right now, which is privately owned, and kind of push that out there and make it, just make it bigger and more open than it is now.
Okay.
And that was the hope, that it would, you know, appear more modern. You know, you wouldn't have to wait so long in concession lines, and the concourse would be bigger. You wouldn't get caught in those traffic jams that you do.
Yes.
Right. No, we were just agreeing with you. I mean, if you go out in the concourse during an event, or if in intermission, forget
allow
about
a week.
If you're at a hockey game, forget about seeing the first 10 minutes of the next period.
That's not gonna happen.
Exactly. And then leaving, it can be, because you got people going in both directions. It's just very hard to navigate your way out there.
All right, well, we will follow
great work
this
as always,
like
Ken.
We're following everything. Ken, great stuff as always. We always appreciate your time in the morning. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate
Ken Gosselin. He's the guy who knows like what's going on, and especially downtown. He's big on this.
I'm sorry, $60 million is lipstick on a pig.
It's not much. And this is going to be like 20 or 30. Huh?
Yeah.
Like I say, you're putting a coat of paint on.
That's right. They're not even doing that much.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.